With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. In the midst of an ongoing recovery from recent natural disasters, Kentucky Baptist disaster relief workers trained more than 200 volunteers during an event at a church this past Saturday. Of those trained, nearly 100 of them had never received any type of disaster relief training. After completing the training last Saturday, those first-timers received certification to serve with the Kentucky disaster relief efforts on future projects. Ron Crow, disaster relief director for the Kentucky Baptist Convention, said a typical training will draw around 50 to 75 people, but the state's natural disasters over the past few months have increased interest dramatically. Christians are projected to comprise less than half of the U.S. population by 2070 in a new Pew Research study of how current trends might play out among believers and non-believers in the coming decades. In the best-case scenario of how trends might continue to unfold, which Pew presents at the most unlikely and most optimistic possibility, they project Christians' share of the U.S. population to shrink from a current 64% to between 54% and 35% by 2070. In the scenario Pew described most likely, Christians would comprise 39% of Americans by 2070. Baptist Press senior writer Diana Chandler wrote on the study. You can get the full details at baptistpress.com.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Paul Kwame and the Fisk Jubilee Singers were inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame back in the year 2000. Kwame led the 15-member Jubilee Singers to their first Grammy Award in 2021. It was the 150th anniversary of the ensemble's founding in 1871. They were founded to perform in the U.S. and Europe to raise funds for their struggling five-year-old college. The Jubilee Singers received the National Medal of the Arts in 2008 from the National Endowment for the Arts. The ensemble traveled to Ghana in 2007, performing spirituals at Elmina Castle, one of the sites of a door of no return through which millions of Africans passed in the transatlantic slave trade. Kwame was one of seven children. His father was a farmer and a music teacher. He first heard a spiritual sung at age four, he said. He died this week at age 70. In Nashville. For more stories, visit us at baptistpress.com.